The General Accountability Office estimates its research and report recommendations saved the federal government $46 billion in 2011. Last year alone, the agency released nearly 900 reports on topics ranging from government duplication to countering dirty bombs. But a cut in funds for 2012 has put the agency on track to hit its lowest staffing levels since the 1930s. And raise questions about its ability to carry out its oversight work for Congress. In recent testimony, GAO's Comptroller General Gene Dodaro says he worries the dearth of GAO investigators will mean missed opportunities to save agencies' monies. Ron LaDelake is the president of the GAO Employees Union. He spoke with Federal News Radio as part of our special report, GAO, A Watchdog Muzzled. He said the employees at the agencies are concerned about how low staffing levels will impact their work.
Overall, there's concern about how we can continue to provide the valuable and essential information that we do to Congress if the size of our workforce continues to decrease. And that's because I think there's a sense already that the way the work is organized, a request comes in generally from the Hill. Sometimes it comes in as a mandate, which means we're required by law to fulfill that request. So it's not something that we can sit down with representatives on the Hill and negotiate very much. I mean, if a mandate comes in, we're required to do the work. So there's a sense that the volume of work and the volume of important work doesn't feel to the employee like it's decreasing. However, our numbers are decreasing. So our colleagues are trying to figure out how we can continue to provide the work that we're doing as our numbers decrease. So basically what that means is that we've not been hiring almost at all. The last year we hired a few people in some critical positions, but very few. The year before was not a very big hiring year, and people continue to leave the organization for routine reasons, retirements. Some people leave for other kinds of work. So the workforce just keeps getting smaller and smaller. So what that means is that when that work comes in, that request or a mandate from the Hill, there's generally a process where it gets assigned to an issue area. Then it gets staffed. It's very common that when these projects are staffed, they're staffed with a very few number of people. And it's very challenging with a couple of people, for instance, to do the rigorous work that GAO does. One of the things that we do that's very unique that contributes to our ability to provide the reports that you see in your inbox is that we generally do some sort of original either analysis or policy analysis or data collection or something that requires staff to go do stuff, to go places and gather information and then analyze it in some way. And, of course, it's very challenging to do that when the staff size is challenged. These are the things that the employees worry about, is how are we going to continue providing this useful information if we have smaller numbers and, therefore, we don't have enough people on these projects in order to respond in a robust and high-quality way.
LaDelake says the union has already made concessions. They include smaller raises and reduced benefits, but he says those reductions could hurt recruiting and may even have pushed some employees out the door.
In this budget environment, the union worked proactively with management to discuss alternatives so that in this challenging budget year, we could figure out how to move forward without closing a field office, for instance, or laying off employees. This was really important. Let's try to figure out a way to live within this tight budget and not lose positions through either closure or through layoffs. And we succeeded there. We've been able to find ways to get through this year. But we've, some of the ways that we've done that have been through an extremely modest pay increase for pay for performance or what in the general schedule, the rest of the executive branch would be referred to as merit pay. In the general schedule, most employees under the general schedule will get merit pay increases automatically depending on where they are in the system every year or every other year or every 3 years. We get something that's based on our performance on an annual basis, and in the last year, it was extremely small. In addition to that, the agency made the decision, and this was something the union was not supportive of, but the agency made the decision to greatly reduce the student employment program, which is one of the important mechanisms for recruiting and retaining top colleagues, particularly people in the beginning of their careers where they are paid much lower salaries than people who whose careers are more established. So it makes a very real difference. A student loan repayment could help an employee with student loan repayments perhaps for several months or maybe even half a year or a little bit more than that, depending on their particular circumstances. And this year that it was drastically reduced, and that's made an effect. And we know that some employees, between those two things, merit pay being very small and the student loan repayment program being reduced, both of those, for those reasons, some people have left the agency for other positions where they could earn more money.
That's Ron LaDuLake, the president of the GAO Employees Union. You can read more from our series, GAO, A Watchdog Muzzled, at federalnewsradio.com.